Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you'll hear an interview with Brett Weiner. No relation, as some of you might know that Weiner is my maiden name. Stay tuned. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester, New York area, be sure to visit Shema Yisrael and the Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom.
That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. This past week, we have been remembering the Holocaust. Yes, Yom HaShoah, the Day of Remembrance, and also the Israeli Independence Day, all in the past week. So I want to share a couple of songs with you. The first is from Ted Pierce.
It's calling out their name. Beautiful people taken from their home. Scattered people nowhere to go. Among themselves, everyday people who ignored the news, oh, indifferent people sitting in the pews, and the mothers and fathers and the sons and daughters, they were carried away in trays. Their bodies were broken and beaten and burned, and their ashes fell down like rain.
Again, that was Ted Pierce, The Forgotten People. We must never forget. We must never forget. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I mentioned that we are also remembering the Israeli Independence Day that occurred this past week as well. And this next song comes from Bat Rivka Witten's CD, and this is the Hatikva, the Hope. This is the Israeli National Anthem. You'd like to hear the English translation of that. So hear it. It's within our hearts the Jewish soul sings, as long as forward to the east, to Zion, looks the eye. Our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old. To be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. I went to Israel in 2008, and I visited a congregation, and we danced. So I can say that I danced in Jerusalem. Here is a wonderful song from Deborah Klein and Turnow. Thank you.
she has. And we will sing Kadosh Kadosh to the Lord of hosts, joining in the angels' choir. And forever we will be all in unity, every nation and every tribe. We'll be dancing in the streets, dancing at His feet, dancing in the streets of gold. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Ah, oh, yes, he did.
Join us.
Iantorno.
And Vince Iantorno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning. Mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Stay tuned for my interview with Brett Weiner. But in the meantime, here's another new song from Sue Samuel. This is from her new project, Revive. Here is Ma Tovu.
Your grace abounds.
Let us together lift up the name of Yeshua, the name above all names.
Again, that was Sue Samuel from her new project, Revive. What I really love about this project is you can hear her husband, Rabbi Brian, praising the Lord at the end of many of the songs. So exciting. Praise God. Here is an oldie but goodie. I used to play this song on the air all the time, especially when there was a contest. And now that I'm not live in the studio anymore, you can't call in to win a prize. But you can still shop at the Fig Tree Bookstore in Rochester and fill out your name for a raffle ticket. In the meantime, enjoy this fun song. We recently did finish Passover or Pesach, and that makes the song even funnier. This is from the Schleps. Enjoy, darling, enjoy.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight. I know that Pesach will be ending soon. Been craving bagels and cream cheese since noon. The sun is setting, appetite is wetting. Give me a bagel or I'll end this tune. Give me lots of my garlic bagel. Spread thickly too.
That song brings back so many fun memories. I love it. And I have to thank my buddy Ira Goldberg. He used to co-host Bagels and Blessings with me all the time. And he moved to South Carolina. And he mentioned Gimme Bagels on Facebook the other day. And all of a sudden I went, wait a minute. I haven't played that song on the air in a long time. So Ira, if you're listening, thanks for the reminder. All right, well, it's almost time for my interview with Brett Weiner, but I'm happy to say that another Messianic recording artist has come up with a new collection of songs also. Sally Klein O'Connor has a new collection called Grace, and this one is called Sar Shalom.
Between the dead and dying, amid a war of words, the Prince of Peace is calling. One day he will be heard by all the poor in spirit, the blind who long to see, those who live in darkness, everyone. Yeshua HaMashiach. Moshiach HaOlam. He was pierced for our transgressions, His blood bought release. He became our peace. Shalom. Fulfilled, the voice of God is sounding, stirring all who will rebuild in long forgotten places, in willing wounded souls. There will be a planting of the hope that makes us whole. Yeshua HaMashiach, Adon HaKavod, Desire of the Nations, Promised One of Old. Moshiach HaOlam, He was pierced for our transgressions, His blood bought release. He became our peace. Sahar Shalom. Sahar Shalom. So we could finally see and hear the love that heals the broken heart of man. Yeshua HaMashiach, Adon HaKavod, Desire of the Nations, Promised One of Old. Moshiach HaOlam, He was pierced for our transgressions, His blood bought release. He became our peace. Shalom.
I'm Sally Klein O'Connor, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
All right, thanks for your patience. Here is my interview with Brett Weiner.
Shalom, Brett Weiner, and welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, I thank you very much for the invite, and I'm excited to be here. And thank you again for the invite.
You're welcome. I would love to know all about your journey to finding Messiah. So why don't we start back to when you were a little boy. Were you raised in a typical Jewish home?
No, but my grandparents were Orthodox.
Oh.
On my father's side.
Okay, so how were you raised?
Christian, in a Christian home, but my grandparents were always with their feet in the pie.
So was there a point in time when you became especially interested in the Jewish roots of your faith?
We were brought up in the faith through the Old Testament. So it was more Old Testament than New Testament.
Wonderful. Did you know growing up that there were Jews all over the world that embraced Jesus as the Messiah, as the Mashiach?
That's how I came to faith. I had questions.
Wonderful. So how did the rest of your family feel about your desire to embrace your Jewishness in addition to just being Christian?
Oddly enough, it fell right in line with how it was transpiring with the rest of the family, with the heritage throughout our family. I was the third generation, and our kids were fourth.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about how you celebrate holidays, for example.
Well, it's interesting because Christmas is Messiah-mas.
Yes.
'Cause if you look at the date, the 25th, well, we try to base things on a biblical perspective than a worldview, but a Hebrew calendar, we know that the Hebrew calendar is solar and what is the other solar and moon?
Lunar?
Seasonal.
Lunar?
Yeah, solar and lunar, right. So within the Hebrew calendar or biblical calendar, there's the 25th of Sivan or Shel Sivan, and we're saying, well, why did that get overlooked? Because that's where Hanukkah takes place.
Yes.
And say, isn't that interesting? So with Hanukkah, we see the Maccabees and that story where Judah, the Maccabees take over and rule. So that has been our Messiah-mas story to go in with the birth of the Savior. So it's been dual. We're right along with all of our Christmas stories.
Yes, you know, there's many people that teach that Yeshua was actually born at Sukkot, but conceived at Hanukkah, right?
Correct.
So that's a very interesting story. So you've had the best of both worlds, actually, growing up. Did you have a favorite holiday?
My favorite is actually Tabernacles.
Oh, yes. And what do you like about it?
From what we understand, it is not fulfilled yet. It's one to come. It's a little bit confusing because some call that the new year mixed in with Rosh Hashanah and stuff. But if we follow the cycles properly, starting with what the scriptures say, with Nisan being the beginning of months, that wouldn't be the new year. So following the biblical cycles just makes things very clear and people ask questions and we leave them to the scriptures. We want you to find this for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Has there ever been a problem reconciling the word Christian with being a Messianic Jew, for example? Because you and I both know that Christian means follower of the Messiah. But we also know that a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters see the word, hear the word Christian, and they immediately assume that it means Gentile. So I wondered how you manage that.
Well, it's funny that you ask that, because I had my wife Patty did not have as much as a problem with it than I did, but our younger boy Tim, our older boy Sam, loved the Roman soldiers and the Roman armor. Growing up, putting on the armor of God and all of that. Well, our people, the Jewish people were opposed to the Roman soldiers, and they were the ones who ransacked the temple. So there's a big controversy on what the biblical story is, but to clarify your question, could you ask the question again so I can pinpoint an accurate answer with that prelude?
Have you had any problem calling yourself a Christian versus calling yourself a Messianic Jew because of the controversy in our people when they hear the word Christian? I wondered how you've managed that.
Yes, the Christians would have been the Roman soldiers. The Roman church were under the orchestration of Rome, which allowed people to believe in Christ. But there's a story there which made it government rule. So Christians, followers of Christ, you really need to understand what that is about. The true Christians, the true followers of Christ, went underground. And as we studied the scriptures and understood, there was a wonderful series of cartoons called The Story Keepers, and that depicted that very, very clearly, how the true followers of Christ went underground, and they were also called Christians. So there were the born again Christians who were following Christ, but the Christians who were under Roman rule were by outward appearance.
I see. I just found that a lot of Jewish people struggle with the word Christian because they think it means mm-hmm. Gentile. That's why, you know, you hear so many Jewish people say, oh, you can't be Jewish and be Christian at the same time. Because that's really like saying you can't be Jewish and Gentile at the same time. So I wondered if you had encountered that with any of your Jewish friends or family.
In my earlier years being part of a messianic congregation, we understood that the Gentiles were people from other nations, the Goyim, other nations outside of Israel.
Right. It's funny, I used to hear that expression Goyim growing up too, and I never really knew what it meant.
right.
So how would you say that God is using you today, Brett?
Right within the Christian church, because I don't know if you've heard the phrase grafted in.
Yes.
Those who are identified with natural Israel, Romans 11, and those who are grafted in, we're one in Messiah, Ephesians 2, 3, and 4, just a beautiful story in breaking down that middle wall of partition and enmity between the two. There's peace.
Right. So God is using you to help bring peace?
where the children of God shall be peacemakers.
Amen.
It's right out of the scripture.
Amen, amen. So how would you like us to be praying for you and your family, your community, anything at all?
That we would be known, that we would have security knowing we're faithful to the call.
Amen, amen. Also, I was wondering, I think we talked a little bit offline, you're familiar with some of the Messianic musicians. Do you have a favorite Messianic artist or favorite Messianic songs?
I've got to say Paul Wilbur goes way back. We actually had Israel's Hope. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We actually had them to our congregation. We had formed a congregation with the leadership of the Lord, and they were young and new, and we had them and knew them personally, and that was a little bit exciting to see how that branched out. But I also like we mentioned him. I'm drawing a blank.
Ted
right,
Pierce.
Right now.
Ted Pierce.
Ted Pierce, yes, and as Israel's Hope broke up, the individual artists from there, Joel Chernoff, not from Israel's Hope, but Joel Chernoff, and I'm drawing a blank on names, I'm sorry, Marty Goetz was a family favorite.
Oh, yes.
He's wonderful, too.
You're giving me some great ideas. When this interview goes on the air, I'm going to be sure to play your favorites. Great, great. Well, do you have any parting words, or do you have a favorite scripture that you want to share before we end our time together?
That the body of Christ would see him, would see herself as the bride of God, not only the bride of Messiah, but the God of Israel, and that Israel would see herself as God's bride. And he is faithful to the bride, and we are known as the redeemed.
Amen, amen. That is wonderful. Brett, it's just wonderful to get to know you a little bit, and we spoke off air that I really especially like your last name. Folks, that was my maiden name. I was once known as Ethel Weiner, so I discovered Brett Weiner, and I went, oh, he's got to be related somehow. So thank you so much.
Wine is associated with joy. Not the abundance of wine brings the abundance of joy, but just a little bit of wine gives us great, great joy.
Amen, brother.
L'chaim. L'chaim, amen. Yeah. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And stay on the line. We'll chat a little bit off air. But thank you again, and I hope we can talk soon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom aleichem.
Aleichem shalom.
That was my interview with Brett Weiner, and I do have time for a couple of songs. Here is one from one of his favorites, Marty Goetz.
Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come.
Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever's hungry, let him come. Whoever's needy, let him come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say,
You heard Marty Goetz, you heard Paul Wilbur, and now here's Joel Chernoff.
Blessed be the Lord God, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey!
Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey!
Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does a wonderful thing? Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Let the whole earth be filled. Let the whole earth be filled.
Hey!
The whole earth is filled with His love. The whole earth is filled with His joy. The whole earth is filled with His glory. God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be His glorious name. Blessed be His glorious name, His holy name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Hey! Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things? Who alone does wonderful things?
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Let the whole earth be filled. Let the whole earth be filled.
Hey!
The whole earth is filled with His love.
The whole earth
is filled with His joy. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel.
Again, that was Joel Chernoff. This is Ethel Chadwick. I hope you've enjoyed my program today. And if you have something you want to share about your journey to finding Messiah, write me at bagelsandblessings@gmail.com. Maybe I'll be doing an interview with you. In the meantime, we've come to the end of our program today. And right now, it is time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein. God bless you.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha. We assemble shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.